This is Jack Vaughn from Tech Target. Microsoft's Tech Gad kicked off this week in Boston. Managers from Microsoft described the company's plans for delivering software as services. The push was led by software luminary Ray Ozzie, long a figure on the Boston computing scene. Since coming on board more than a year ago, it has been Ozzie who has begun to lead Microsoft's activity in the area of web-based software services. At TechEd, he said he foresees a new era of services disruption, one that Microsoft is looking to play in. Clearly, the company hears footsteps. Footsteps in the form of Yahoo and Google, companies that are beginning to offer lightweight web API-based applications. Ozzie came to Microsoft in March 2005 when the company bought his Groove Networks. He has a lot of history in the business, is most famous for being a primary mover and inventor of Lotus Notes, the groupware platform that IBM was later purchased. 6 months after the Groove purchase, Ozzie was given an expanded role at his new home, Microsoft, overseeing software-based services. He wasted little time in this role, first heralding the unveiling of Windows Live and Office Live, free web-based collaboration services aimed at smaller customers, and then imploring developers to embrace software as a service. More than 11,000 attendees are expected at the conference, but the keynote crowd on a Sunday night was far short of this number. Ozzie said that he believes that this so-called services disruption will have significant impact on corporate IT and the way we think about both infrastructure and business solutions. He said that a blended client-server services approach will help IT departments tackle challenges with greater flexibility and efficiency. As the years have gone passing by, TechEd has become less of a developers' conference and more a general Microsoft conference. The main news in the first keynote had to do with data center initiatives. Bob Muglia highlighted a key deliverable on the Dynamic Systems Initiative roadmap, that is the public availability of Systems Center Operations Manager 2007 beta, the next version of Microsoft Operations Manager 2005. Operations Manager 2007 is the first System Center product to leverage the system definition model at the center of Dynamic Systems Initiatives. Thanks and stay tuned for more news from TechEd in Boston. This is Jack Vaughn from Tech Target.